Good morning. 00 hours. Showers. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Rain. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Showers. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Showers. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Showers. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Showers. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees.
KFA EDQ.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Showers. 60 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Showers. 61 degrees.
DMA, DAV monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Showers. 62 degrees.
KD8JSR requested a radio check. KD8JSR.
Loud and clear, JSR, NHGYU. Super audio.
NHGYU, KD8JSR. Thank you. The name here is Dar, Delta Alpha Romeo. I've only had this mobile and this vehicle for just a couple of days now, so we check her out. Thank you.
Very nice. You're sounding great. 100%. No problems. Name here is Rick, Romeo India Charlie Kilo. And we're in just, what am I, east of Emily City, about 12 miles, right off of the M53 Van Dyke.
Oh, cool, that's neat. I believe your name was Rick. I'm from Penn County, but I'm in Bay City right now, so just going into the restaurant here pretty quick. So, Rick, thanks a million. Hopefully we'll talk to you again. I appreciate the comeback, and we'll catch you later. Have a nice day from Kilo Delta 8, Juliet Sierra Romeo.
Roger, roger. I thank you very much for chatting for a second. NHGYU, clear.
NHGYU, KD8JSR.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Showers, 62 degrees.
Can you be an RVP testing?
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Showers. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
Get over here in WAYRC.
Copy that, thank you. It's a little bit too far out of range for me, but just enough range for the film over, so I'm in good shape.
Well, it don't sound that good. Your audio's low and you've got a lot of crackling there, so I'm not sure what's going on. I had the radio turned down. I didn't hear all that until I turned the volume up, but you're in there, but it could be a lot better.
I just need to get a little bit closer to the mic.
Well, that helped and kind of overrode some of the background noise or the static and stuff. I'm not sure how far you are from the repeater and what you're using, probably HT, but I can copy it now. It's still a little noisy in the background there. Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing from you. There's some ash in the background, but I can make out what you're saying just fine anyway. It doesn't sound bad.
Is that any better? It should probably have helped a little bit. WARC.
ADADAS. It helped a little bit, but really the background static isn't going away.
That's weird. Okay. I have a receive site here in my shack for the LaPeer repeater, so that's kind of weird, but I'm on 50 watts now, probably hitting a repeater direct. But anyway, something's weird, Mike. I don't know. I have to figure that one out. Name here is Mike in LaPeer.
Name here is Jeff, ADADAS. I wanted to be able to get on the Skywarn light net last night. I couldn't do it because the HP I had wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. You're still noisy, but there's something wrong with the repeater. Where are you located?
15 Mile and Ryan in Sherman Heights.
Yeah, you guys had a little extra weather down that way, a lot of flooding and a little bit of tornado activity and all kinds of stuff down there. Saw it on Facebook, so hopefully nobody got hurt down there.
Yeah, where are you calling in from?
I'm up here in LaPeer. About 3 miles north of LaPeer.
I don't know what it is, but where I'm at in town here, it's always noisy. It doesn't matter what I'm talking on, if I'm on meter, 70 centimeter, or GMRS. There's always noise in the background. I think that there's stuff going on with the factory to my east here that might be causing some of it.
Somebody else jump in here, what did they say?
You're a heck of a distance away from the receiver. I could see the reason.
Well, I thought they were all linked, so that shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, are you on a linked receiver? Did I understand you correctly?
Yeah, this repeater is linked to LaPeer, I guess.
Now that's interesting. I'm just going to address this to the WA phone.
Your mouth again because I can't hardly hear you. Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Yeah, these repeaters are linked and I'm not sure who the noisy one is, but anyway, it's all about the communication. As I said, I didn't think I had to run high power. So you might, your transmit and receive may be low. I don't know how far you are from the repeater, but I don't need 50 watts here. I've got the well, about 3 feet is two antennas. One's receiving, one's, well, I'm transmitting right now, but the other one's receiving, and that's the one right by me. So, 7-3, have a good afternoon, WARC.
Thank you kindly, WARC, this is Scott, WADAS.
KF8UY, WDAKLL.
KF8, you still out on 3-4 here? Or 3-8? No copy on KF8 UI, WD8 KLO is clear.
For you today, along with the sandwiches out the week, I guess, for you, but how did we do today at work? How's things going?
It was actually miserable in there.
Good evening.
It's really a long day, and it's a very hard thinking about this job, but that's okay.
Degrees.
We'll get through it, and tomorrow's a new day. And, how was your day?
Yeah, I believe it. Probably was busy, just waves with the rain and the way the weather's been kind of up and down, but now we're doing good here, didn't do anything outside today. I'm hoping to trim the shrubs tomorrow, but finish up the proofreading and typing out the corrections there for your sister, hoping to send it back the next day or so. But other than that, it's been a normal day here at home.
Yeah, more normal than yesterday. Sounds like you had a good day.
Yeah, that's for certain. Thankfully, we were very fortunate with the weather. We got a little bit of rain there yesterday. I think 0.1 inches the first time around, and about 1.75 inches the second time. But thankfully, we didn't get any of the severe wind or some of the stuff that some people had. How about you guys out there?
I was happy we're good. Went out yesterday after the report for the tornado to do a quick welfare check, and the roads are just flooded, and going through my road and crashed it was impassable, and Chester Grossbeck was impassable, and like trying to get anywhere any time pass was not the case, but definitely thankful for not having the same weather as everybody else did.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures there, 23 in grass, one of our friends at church put that across, and it's like, wow, that's just... it's just incredible. I could imagine some of the other routes there. Just the amount of rain that we had, and that short a period of time, the first round, it rained. Like I say, it rained pretty good the second time. And a little wind comes through. They said it would come through about 9 o'clock, and it did, but nothing severe or anything like that. Pretty much after we shut down the net in that last night.
Yeah. That first original storm really kind of blew up right as it hit eastern Oakland County into Macomb County. It was like, just kind of like grew pretty quick, and it kind of took us by surprise.
And it seems like that's how it's been the last couple of years with some of these storms. Like I said, I think It did. It caught us by surprise. I looked at radar. I got done with Melissa's work, and I looked at it, and I'm like, this, you know, this doesn't look good, but, you know, we kind of keep an eye, and then I'm downstairs, and next thing you know, Channel 62 has Amit Bhaji on there saying that there's a tornado warning, and I'm like, oh my, and he's kind of given the location, and that, you know, the western part, like, or eastern part of Troy, and Oakland County entering into Macomb. And my goodness, this happened fast.
So I got up and, you know, did my normal routine, get up in the morning and, you know, I checked National Weather Service, did my debriefing with them and, you know, got, you know, read the hazardous weather outlook and, you know, spotter activation's not necessary today and, okay, we're good. So, you know, went on and did my thing and I'm, you know, just trying to get IDs printed off and well, the Wi-Fi went down, so I had to work on that, and then all of a sudden Leo comes in and goes, hey, Vicky sent me this this video. Look at this video, and it's a tornado. And I pulled that video up, and I'm like, this is not good. That's a tornado. That's for sure a tornado. And so that's why I ended up calling you. And I appreciate the extra set of eyes on that. And then I called National Weather Service, and they were like, yep, thank you. That just confirms it.
I think it's, I'm pretty sure, but I think it's Leo's dad lives down in that area. Hopefully, if that's the case, they didn't have any damage to their home or anything happened in their neighborhood, I'm hoping you'll say.
Oh, their flagpole's bent and they got some tree limbs down, but that's the extent of their damage. But a couple of streets over, their trees are just broke, snapped, and everything else, and debris everywhere as far as like tree limbs, and there's a house that the roof got ripped off of it. And, so thankfully they were good as well. They were protected as well, so.
I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful that they weren't hurt and they didn't suffer any major damage there. But, I looked at that radar there and I'm like, wow, yeah, that looks like it. I looked up some other video and there was one, I think it was looking north on Utica Road there, I think it's Grossbach, and somebody else was driving along Grossbach too, and just some really clear shots of it. It's like, wow, that's just, it's just something.
Yeah, for sure. It's some wild weather, you know, just can't assume, you know, that nothing's going to happen, and, you know, can't assume that we're safe here, and Oakland County protects us. You know, in most cases, yes, but it's that rare case that something happens like that. And, so that's why it's always good to be prepared.
That it is. And, glad we had that going there last night. Turned out really good. It looks like it was a good amount of check-ins I noticed there on the app, and pleased for that. Looks like we had pretty good coverage and good information coming out there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Speaking of the app, I'm going to ask this question here in the meeting tonight, and I'll ask you because I know. You're probably not going to be there, but I wanted to ask your opinion here. What did you think of the app? Did you think it was useful for Skywarn, or do you think it was just nice, but could do better?
I honestly liked it. I referred to it several times with what was going on. I think it's favorable. It was a lot of good features on it. Updated it, and couple of guys that put some entries in. No, I like the app. I like how it worked out. I liked hearing RNET and also the DMR side of Micon. No, I appreciate the work you guys have done on the app. It's real good.
Good, good. I'm glad it's useful because it seems to work out really nice. I like it because it's like, we can all kind of communicate without tying up radio space, radio waves, and it works out really well.
NAWCD, yes, I agree. I admittedly, I turned off the notifications. Times or that, but I check it, and what I like about it is if there's new discussion, it will highlight or it will point out a category where there's a discussion, and I just go in and check that out, and you can just review it and catch up on things, see what's going on. So I like it. I think it's been a favorable addition. Again, just outside of using the radio and just texting. I think that's a good way of going.
Yeah. It works out well, and somebody has mentioned getting with the Skywarn because we have a Skywarn channel that we're going to get started on here. I think it's probably a little too late for this summer, but next Skywarn season, we're going to try to push it here in the classes. But someone had mentioned trying to get at least the counties, the District 2 counties, all on that same channel, so then that way then everybody kind of has the same information and they can kind of refer to it on the app.
I think it's a good idea, and again, it kind of goes along with the, I guess we were to say it this way, the state system where, you have a 50 com or a 50 PD or, that type of thing where, it's just our group down here or District 2 or whatever, and again, I think, that interoperability,
I
think that's favorable.
Okay, you blame you. Yeah, it'll at least give some type of, some type of reference, and we break the channels down. We could always do, have, a main Skywarn channel, and then do Oakland County has their own little, their break-off, and then, Wayne, and, St. Clair County, and, so on and so forth. So then that way then I can kind of refer to if there's damage reports, we can kind of see what's coming our way. I know Slack kind of does that, but not everybody's able to get on Slack, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that particular platform, but I think, I think what you were saying, it's a good idea, and it's a good way to go, again, between the districts and counties to be able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So, and we'll see how it goes, but I'm glad to hear good news about the app, and it's worked out pretty well. So let's keep plugging on. I'm going to try to sell it a little bit more, and we'll hone it and train it and trim it and get it a little bit more detailed as we go. But it'll be good. I'm glad. I'm glad things went well. a little nervous about being key station for Micon, but it went well. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. A lot of fun. So.
Yeah, you did a good job with that. I'm glad how that worked out. That took a little bit off of net control here a little bit, and it was a good experience for you. A good way to break in, and yeah, you definitely did a good job. Again, it's all around both the Micon and this net here. Were pretty good. I didn't get a chance to listen to the other ones. I heard the ending of the Wayne County, and then they had their net afterwards, so I checked in there. But all in all, yeah, did a great job.
Hey, Lion, you. Good, thanks. Appreciate it. Definitely, like I said, I'm enjoying this. This is part of the hobby that I am just, I love about it, and passionate about, and it's exciting, and it really is. I like the RPSC end of it, and I like the Skywarn end of it. It's pretty cool. Definitely living out my dream in this.
You definitely back in the day when you were younger. I think that was your goal back then, the emergency management, especially with the Skywarn part of it, and that you really enjoyed that, and asked a lot of questions, and very involved in it back in the day. So like I say, definitely living out your dream and what you like to do. I'm happy in that regard. And HWC.
Yeah, the good old Washington Weather Bureau, you know.
There you go. You said it. I wasn't going to say anything, but yep, I remember that very well. And like I say, you followed along with it, from the ham radio end and from the public safety end of it. Listening to the old National Weather Service, the old weather radio. Definitely were on top of it there as a kid, and they say you definitely are enjoying this part of it today. It's pretty cool.
Indeed. Well, Dan, I'm here. I'm going to hop out and get set up here for the meeting. I'm the only one in Mike's on vacation, so it'll be just me tonight, but that's okay. But I appreciate you coming along, and good conversation, and I appreciate your help yesterday again, and hopefully you guys enjoy their season. It's a nice day outside. It's 73 degrees, a little humid, but not too bad.
Yeah, good to see the sunshine again. We've definitely had some heated rain, and we've needed it. It's definitely going to get hot. I guess the fastener seatbelt for that one. But anyway, good luck on the meeting tonight. I hope things go well, and a good turnout tonight. But thanks for the ride along, and we'll have to do this again tomorrow. Definitely good conversation tonight. But tell everyone hello. Wishing 73 is an 88 to you and the family. Talk again soon. And HWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 is an 88 to you and Mom. KYN Euclid.
Yo, look out, Dad. KS Mom's trying to listen to this.
Updated weather. special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 2000 hours. Showers. 68 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 65 degrees.
Delta Tango Kilo, looking for a good radio check. This is Kilo Foxo A Delta Tango Kilo, looking for a quick radio check.
This is KD8JSR. I didn't catch your call, but you're sounding pretty good.
This is Kilo Foxo A Delta Tango Kilo. It's my first time transmitting on the radio, and I just want to say hi and see how do you copy me.
Oh, you sound pretty good. You sound pretty good. I'm in the call-on area.
Copy that. I am in the Sino right now. I'm on my car. Copy. Over.
I'm in my vehicle also, KD8JSR.
Can you say your call sign one more time, please?
Alrighty, we'll catch you later. You're sounding good. From Kilo Delta 8, Juliet Sierra Romeo 73.
73, sir. Thank you so much, and have a great afternoon.
Thanks, back at you. KD8JSR, clear. call it for the radio, Chuck. You guys go to bed at night when there's no school. Any time you feel like it? 10 o'clock? Everybody have fun today?
Yeah.
What time the girls get up to Grandpa Sal's, eh, Kyle?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're listening to me, but you have your mic open. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Tango Kilo.
Looks like a box.
Yeah, it's a box.
We never should have let them foreign cars sell over the United States.
There's Kaylee Miley.
Hey, you guys, I see you guys had their bikes out today.
I know those kids.
I see you guys had your bicycles out today. Was it deer flat or anything?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah,
I think. Can you still, are you too big for them? Do they still work?
No.
Well, you guys come up again and say something. I'm feeling full of air. Huh? I got air. Send that over the fence. Showing everybody your butt.
What?
Little woman. Well, you got, well, you're, I tell you what, you guys, your screen is going up. What's this guy gonna do? I'm gonna meet him. Well, I guess he pulled over. Bucks his car right in the way all the time.
Holy bean is that? Don't tell me that's his car.
We gotta watch, we gotta hit the garbage cans if we pull up, Mr. Kyle. Bean
is that? Tell me that.
Whose car is this here? Is that your mom's car there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't tell you.
Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, radio check and monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, I believe it was, from KD8 JSR. The name is Dollar Delta Alpha Romeo, and you sound great. I'm in a mobile on State Park Drive, Bay City.
Clear on that, KD8 JRS. Again, this is WAFFR. The name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. And I am on a handheld tied to a mag mount somewhere in Saginaw. I don't exactly know where yet. But how's your night there?
Hey, I didn't catch your name, but my night's been good. I just dropped the grandkids off, and we were out playing all day, and just heading back home. I live out by Pinconning. Just heading back home, KD8JSR.
So you're heading the exact opposite of me, but a side note, the name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. And I'm actually waiting on a friend of mine. I'm by his house right now and waiting for him to get back so I can take him back to my place so my brother can run him down to Pontiac where he's staying with some church members of mine for the weekend. So, yeah, I'm just sitting here chilling and I got to drive all the way back down to Flint.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot. Romeo, I believe it was. Ryan, we got you now from KD8JSR. Very good, Ryan. I got to make a stop here in about 1 mile, so I'm going to have to cut you loose and stop and get some gas. But you're sounding great. I hope we meet up again, but I'm going to have to run here in a couple of seconds, so... Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo from KD8JSR. Ryan, thank you, and 7-3.
KD8JSR, this is WAFFR. It was a pleasure talking to you again. I'm going to be up in the area here for a little while longer, and I'm going to just stay here, mess around on my phone and listen to this radio, so... 7-3, safe travel if I don't hear from you. This is WAFFR. I am monitoring.
Whiskey 8, FFR, KD8JSR. Very good, Ryan. We'll catch up to you later. 7-3, KD8JSR.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 63 degrees.
Transmitting station, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. I didn't catch your call sign, but I heard you.
Sir, good evening. This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform. Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Edward mobile right now. I mean, how are you doing this evening?
Just hanging out, waiting for my friend to get back, and I'm going to run him back to my place. So, just chilling, enjoying, now that it's cooled off and finally stopped raining. But name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November, and I am also mobile, but I'm on a handheld tied into a mag mount.
Hey, that's all right. That's not a bad little setup there. Well, he's just, what is good down in the air, that's what matters, and it works. You're sounding good on this side.
Got a little bit of crackling on your end, but again, mobile with mobile, so it's not exactly going to be the best of quality, but I still understand what you're saying.
Good stuff, good stuff. I figured I'd throw my call out there and see if there's anybody on the air. But, Marty, well, it was good chatting with you. I'm going to hop off here and head home. It looks like it's going to storm, so I'm going to try to get home before it's on board. But anyways, it's good chatting with you. 73, see ya. This is KYNU, and I'll be standing by for your final.
KAYU, this is WAFFR. Thanks for that heads up. Hopefully I can get back on my way to Flint soon so I don't have to drive in this storm. So I'm a send 73. Have a wonderful night. This is WAFFR. I am monitoring.
Is there a BPO? Is there a BPO clear?
Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 62 degrees.